Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf samach tes. The Gemara has already explained that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree to Rabbi Lezer's taina that can't bring a raya from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and the reason Rabbi Lezer gives is because Yom Tov is a reshus, Oichel Nefesh is only a reshus. And here we're talking about the bringing of the Karban Pesach, which is a mitzvah. The Gemara has explained that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah, but Rabbi Lezer holds that it's a reshus because a person can spend the whole day learning Torah. So the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Samachesma Beis asks that even according to Rabbi Lezer, that Simchas Yom Tov is a reshus, you still have a pircha on Rabbi Lezer's Kal Vachomer. Because the Gemara says that if you find by Yom Tov, which according to Rabbi Lezer is a reshus, and over there, although it's a reshus, we were matir melachos gemurois like shchita and bishul, and yet we still find that we asered a shvus like bringing things from outside the tchum. So that shows how reluctant we are to be matir shvus. Even Yom Tov, which is more kal, Yom Tov is something that we were matir a melacha gemura shel reshus, and yet when it comes to the shvus, like bringing things outside the tchum, since you could have done it before Shabbos, we're not matir. So kol shken Shabbos, which is more chamer. Because the only thing that we find that we are matir on Shabbos is a malacha shel mitzvah, like the Karban Pesach. But we never tell you that you're allowed to be over on malachas for the purpose of reshus, like we do on Yom Tov. So certainly on Shabbos, we shouldn't allow you to be over on the shvus when it was something that you could have done before Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer responds by saying, shvus the mitzvah odifle. That even though it's true that on Yom Tov we were not matir the shvus de'ima, the hainu, the shvus of bringing things from outside the tchum, we weren't matir on Yom Tov, although on Yom Tov we were matir the malacha gemura for the sake of oichel nefesh, which is a reshus, that in no way proves whether on Shabbos we would not be matir the shvus for the sake of bringing things for the Karban Pesach, because you're doing it for a mitzvah. Shvus the mitzvah is better. This works very well in accordance with what we said back in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, that the Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the other Tanoim is in the Geder of the Din of B'moyadoi that tells you you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. We explained then that they argue whether the Din of B'moyadoi is a Din of Hutra or Dechuya. Is the pshat that the Torah decided to compromise on the actual Isser of Shabbos? The Torah programmed into the original Isser of Chil Shabbos the fact that it was never said when it comes to a kiyum of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. That's hutra. The chuya means that the Torah did give the Isser Shabbos, but there's also halacha that the mitzvah is so important that it could override. It's doiche, the Isser Shabbos. If you hold that the Geder is Hutra, so then we compare the Oifen, how the Torah was Matir, the Isser Yom Tov, to how the Torah was Matir, the Isser Shabbos. And we say, very simple, Kal Vachomer. When the Torah chose to be Matir, the Isser Yom Tov, the Torah was Matir it even for the sake of Oichel Nefesh, which according to Rabbi Lezer is a Reshus. And yet, together with that din, we also find that the Torah was not matir the Isser Yom Tov with regards to a Shvus, as long as you could have done it before Yom Tov. So certainly the Isser Shabbos, that the Torah, when it was matir the Isser Shabbos, the Torah did not do that for the sake of a Dvar Reshus. The Torah only did it for the sake of a mitzvah. Certainly we should say that we don't have the right to be matir it lugabe the Shvus, the mitzvah that you could have done before Shabbos. Because after all, being matir Yom Tov seems to be something that we do more quickly than being matir Shabbos. So when comparing the heter of Yom Tov to the heter of Shabbos, Yom Tov is more kal, and therefore if we aren't matir Yom Tov for the sake of a shvus that you could have done before Yom Tov, we certainly shouldn't be matir Shabbos for the sake of the shvus that you could have done before Shabbos. However, if you understand that the heter doesn't come because we're being matir the Shabbos l'chatchila, rather, it's a din of dechuya, which means that it's the koyach of the mitzvah, which is doicha, the Rebbe Lezer says a very simple thing. You may be right that being matir the iser yomte for oichel nefesh is something that we don't do for the sake of a shvus that you could have done before yomtev, but Shabbos, you have another ingredient because it's the mitzvah itself, which is being doicha, that you don't have on yomtev. So that could be an explanation as to what Rabbi Lezer means when he says shvus the mitzvah adifle. The Gemara continues with a braisa that brings another Taina of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Umali imdochu machshiri mitzvah shla achar shchites haShabbos. This avid le mitzvah lo yitchu machshiri mitzvah shlefnei shchites haShabbos." Rabbi Elazar is tining that if we find that machshiri mitzvah which are done after you finish doing the mitzvah, yet those machshiri mitzvah are capable of being done on Shabbos, certainly the machshiri mitzvah which are being done before you are mekayim the mitzvah should definitely be done on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Elazar's Kal v'chomer. What is he bringing a raya from? What are the machshirei mitzvah that he's referring to that are allowed to be done after the shechita has already been accomplished? Here we have a machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns the machshirei mitzvah shel achar shechita are referring to michui kerovov. And it says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to clean out the intestines of the animal in order that they shouldn't become masriach, they shouldn't spoil. And that's something you're allowed to do even though the shechita has already been done. Tosfos taines on Rashi that can't be the pshat in machshirei mitzvah that are being done after the shechita for a very simple reason. Rabbi Elazar has to be responding to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's taina is that things that are possible to be done before Shabbos should not be done on Shabbos, and therefore we have to bring a raya from something that's capable of being done not on Shabbos. So Tosfos therefore says that the machshirei mitzvah that Rabbi Elazar is referring to here is hekter chalavim veivarim. Hekter chalavim veivarim we know could be done after Shabbos is over. You could do them at night. And yet we tell you that you're allowed to do them on Shabbos, although the mitzvah has already been done. You already did the shechita. Yet we tell you could do the hekter chalavim veivarim as a follow-up, and you do it on Shabbos. So says Rabbi Elazar, certainly those things that are done before the shechita has been done, even though they could have been done before Shabbos, they should be able to be doiche, because things that are done before the shechita are better than things that are done after the shechita. That's how Tosfos learns the raya of Rabbi Elazar. And Tosfos has a good taina on Rashi. I mean, you see the Rebbe Kiva in the Braisa response, and he doesn't respond by saying that there's no raya from the machshir mitzvah of after the shechita simply because those things cannot be done after Shabbos. Michui Kerovim can't be done after Shabbos. So why doesn't Rebbe Kiva respond by saying, yeah, of course, Michui Kerovim can't be done after Shabbos, so we allow you to be doichem. Masha'en kein, the havasim is chutz l'tchum, could have been done before Shabbos. So Tosfos has a good taina. At least the hekter chalovim veivarim is something that could be done after Shabbos. So that's why Rabbi Kiva doesn't respond with that counter taina. So how can we defend Rashi from Tosfos' kasha? Why is it that Rashi feels that you could explain the Braisa to be talking about Michui Kerovov, although Michui Kerovov is something that could not have been done before Shabbos? So Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovet Shiurim over here, gives a hesber in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. He says that Rashi and Tosfos are actually arguing a fundamental machloikis, how to understand the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. The pashtus, when you read the Mishnah, is that the reason why Rabbi Kiva rejects Rabbi Elazar's taina is because Rabbi Kiva holds that the shvus that Rabbi Elazar is discussing is something that practically could have been done before Shabbos. And that's the reason why Rabbi Kiva argues and he says that you cannot do those isurim, just like it says in the Mishnah, klalam Rabbi Kiva komalacha she'efshel asos me'erv Shabbos ein adoiches haShabbos. If you'll ask me, what about Hazah that's mentioned in the Mishnah? We discussed this on Daf Samaches. Hazah is something that could not necessarily have been capable of being done before Shabbos because the Shvi of this person, the seventh day of his Hazah time, is Chal on Shabbos. So it couldn't have been done before Shabbos. So what do you mean that it could have been done before Shabbos? We explained then, I'll be the Tzlach, that the Hazah is something that in theory could be done before Shabbos. So it wasn't programmed into the original Heter of Shabbos, of B'moyadoi, when the Torah was matrit l'chatchilu, because it was something that's not imperative to be doicha Shabbos. That's how the Tzlach explained then. However, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi gives a little bit of a different hesber as to why Hazah is not doicha, and that opens a window into Rashi's general understanding of the din B'moyadoi according to Rekiva. Rashi's lashon over there is, V'hazah nami lav migufei de pesachi. It's not from the gufa pesach. What does this mean? Says Rabbi Chanan, Rashi understands that the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is not a machloikis whether you're allowed to do things that could have been done before Shabbos or could not have been done before Shabbos. Rather, Rabbi Kiva says anything that's not migufei de Pesach is not included in the pasuk of B'moyadoi. If it's part of the kiyum of the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, it is an integral chiluk of the actual shechitas haPesach, akrovas haPesach, you could do it on Shabbos. Masha'enkin, things that are peripheral, even if they're necessities, they are a machshirin, they need to be done, but those aren't things that the Torah was matir mipnei Shabbos. So according to Rashi, you don't have to come on to the Tzlach's Teretz. The reason why Hazah is not doicha Shabbos is not because it could have been done before Shabbos. Rather, because it's not migufe de Pesach. It's not migufa mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan says the reason why, according to Rashi, that Rabbi Kiva discusses whether it was efshel la'asoyis me'erev Shabbos or not efshel la'asoyis me'erev Shabbos, according to the way he's explaining Rashi, then Rabbi Kiva is not expressing the proper point. Rabbi Kiva is saying something that it may be true, but that's not his klal. Says Rabbi Chanan, the reason why Rabbi Kiva says this is because the reason why you can't learn machshirin from the gufa mitzvah, the reason why you can't learn things that are peripheral to the mitzvah from the gufa mitzvah with a mamatzinu, the Torah said that mipnei the mitzvah itself, you're allowed to do melecha Shabbos in order to get the mitzvah done. So too, you should be able to do things that are necessary for the mitzvah, even though they're peripheral. Says Rabbi Kiva, there's a difference between the two, because things that are machshirin are usually able to be done before Shabbos. Says Rabbi Chanan, even if you could find the machshirin that are not efshir to be done before Shabbos, nevertheless, you still can't learn them after the gufa mitzvah because roiv pa'amim machshirin are efshir may esmol. And he says that this svara is mefurish in Tosfos in Yevamos Davov. He's referring to the end of Tosfos Dibur Maschil Shekein Hechshir Mitzvah over there, Davov Medalf in Yevamos, that Tosfos says a very similar svara. So this, says Rabbi Chanan, is the hezbet machlekes Rashi Tosfos in our sugya as to whether Rabbi Eliezer could bring a raya from Michli Kravim or not. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rashi, is talking to Rabbi Kiva, whose whole taina is that things that are migufa mitzvah could be doicha, and things that are not migufa mitzvah cannot be doicha. In that respect, we could call Michli Kravim a hechsher mitzvah. Even though Michli Kravim, Tosfos is right, could not have practically been done before Shabbos, it's something that can only be done after the Shechita, and therefore, according to Tosfos, cannot serve as a raya as to whether the Shavuos that could have been done before Shabbos is doicha. However, according to Rashi, since you see Rashi Legabi Hazoh, makes it clear that the main subject matter is whether it is Migufa Mitzvah or it's Machshirin, Michli Kravav is also not Migufa Mitzvah, therefore it's considered Machshirin, and is Shayach to the Machloikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds that the Pshat in Rabbi Kiva is Kipshutai, not because it's totally whether it's Migufa Mitzvah or Machshirin, rather it's totally whether it could have practically been done before Shabbos or not. Rabbi Chanan brings down that Tosfos and Yevamos also makes it clear that that's how they understand the difference between Machshirin and Mitzvah, dahainu whether it could have been done before Shabbos or it could not have been done before Shabbos. And Rabbi Chanan even brings down that the svara of the that we mentioned before from the Tzlach is mefurish in the Yerushalmi. He says the Yerushalmi says Hazah tidche Shabbos the efshir me esmol. Hazah should be doicha Shabbos because it wasn't possible to do it before Shabbos because this person's shvi was chal on Shabbos. Umishani min hazah efshir me esmol. The min hazah is efshir me esmol, meaning to say that it's not imperative. It's theoretically it's something that could have done before Shabbos. It's not like this is its time. It happens to have fallen out for this person on Shabbos. If we may add, we could take this a step further and say, what is the hezber in the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as to how to be magdir the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rashi take the Mishnah out of its Poshita Havana, like we said, that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Klal on Rabbi Kiva Kol Malacha She'efshel La'asayis Me'erev Shabbos Ein Doichas HaShabbos. Rabbi Chanan had to come up with a Doichek to explain that that really means that Rabbi Kiva is Mechalik between the Gufa Mitzvah and Machshirin of the Mitzvah. Why is it that Rashi feels that that's a more legitimate way of learning the Mishnah than the other way? So number one, we could say that Rashi is not willing to accept the Tzlach's teretz, because in order to say that it's dependent on whether it could have been done before Shabbos or not, you have to go further than just saying practically it could have been done before Shabbos, because Hazor, like we explained, could not have practically been done before Shabbos, it's just that in theory it could have been done before Shabbos. However, we just said that the Yerushalmi seems to say that svar, so what is it that's bothering Rashi? So perhaps we can say as follows. We already explained earlier that the Hezber in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is built on the principle of Dechuya. The Hainu that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the reason why you're allowed to do the Korban Pesach on Shabbos is not because the Isser Shabbos was not given with regards to a scenario that you have to bring Korban Pesach. The Isser Shabbos exists, but the Torah says that the Koyach of the Korban Pesach is enough to override the Isser Shabbos. Dechuya. What is Rabbi Kiva's reason for arguing on this? So there are two ways you could learn. You could learn, like we mentioned back in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, that all of the Tanoim that argue on Rabbi Lezer hold Hutra. They don't hold the Chuya. They hold that the Geder Advarim of the Gzeres HaKasev of B'moyadoy that says you could bring the Korban Pesach in Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, is not that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach overrides the Din Shabbos. Rather, the Torah programmed into the actual Isser of Shabbos the fact that in such a scenario you're allowed to do it, meaning that it was never said that the Isser Shabbos was never given Legabe such a mitzvah. And therefore, anything that could have been done before Shabbos and wasn't imperative, it's not a chiluk of the mitzvah, it's not something that is necessary in order for the mitzvah to exist, was not programmed into the original Isser Shabbos. So if you hold that the Geder is Dechuya, then we explain that as soon as Shabbos comes and there is something standing in between you and the mitzvah, you cannot get the mitzvah done. It doesn't matter that it was something that theoretically could have been done before Shabbos, because what really matters is whether right now the mitzvah is asking to be done. If the mitzvah is asking to be accomplished, then it overrides the Isser. And therefore, the machloikis could be whether you hold that the Geder is Hutra or Dechuya. However, there's another way to be masber the machloikis between the two. We could say that Rabbi Kiva agrees that the Geder is Dechuya. However, in the world of Dechuya, there are two ways to understand. And this is a discussion that Rabbi Chanan and Avav and Yevamos has an Arichas about. And we will see that this question is Negeya us on Daf Samach Tes Mabez, and on the base of this Daf, in explaining the Shakalataya there. That is, there is a question, even if you understand that there's a din called Dechuya, the question is, what is doiche? Is it the kiyum of the mitzvah that's doiche? Or is it the need for the mitzvah not to be misbatel? The positive kiyum of the mitzvah is what's doiche the loisa say? Or is the need for the mitzvah not to be misbatel, the fact that you have a chiyuv, and we don't want it to be misbatel, that's what's doiche? The Gemara in Bab Metzia and Daf Lamed is discussing the din of Hashavas Aveda. And the Gemara is done, if a kohen passes by Beis HaKvaris, and there's an Aveda there, it's also for him to go into the Beis HaKvaris, because he's not allowed to be metame. Even though the din is asei doicha lois asei, usually when you have an asei, it's doicha alois asei, but the Gemara says that there's an asei and a lois asei together. A kohen is not allowed to be mitame, there's an asei that says that he has to stay tar, and also a lois asei. The Ramban says, what asei is being doicha? It's mashba that if it would be only a lois asei, then the asei of Hashavas Aveda would be doicha, the lois asei of not being mitame. Asks the Ramban, until a person picks up the Aveda, the sheet of the Ramban is, there's no mitzvah saseh. He first has to pick up the Aveda, and then he has a chiyuv hashava. Says the Ramban, since he believes that to be true, he says there's no aseh yet. What aseh is being doicha? It may be true that there's already a lois aseh of leisucha lehis alem. You're not allowed to be misalem from the Aveda, but the din of hashiv teshivim, the aseh, the positive mitzvah, doesn't exist until he picks it up. Says the Ramban, from here you see that if there wouldn't have been an aseh and a lois aseh, there would have been a chiyuv for the kayin to go in to become mischayev in the mitzvah, and then to be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though right now he does not yet have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah is not asking right now to be accomplished, yet since al yidei going in and picking up the aveda, there will be a kiyum of the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah saseh is doicha, and therefore he has a din to go into the basic forest and be over the lois saseh. The Ran argues on the Ramban, and he's mechadish that there actually is a mitzvah saseh even before he picks up the aveda because of this kasha. So we see a very clear machloikis as to whether it's the kiyum of the asei that's doiche. According to the Ramban, what's doiche the loisei is the kiyum. As long as you know that al yidei your actions you're going to be mekayim an asei, you do not have to be a matziv in which the asei is asking bepoil to be miskayim, and the asei will be misbatil if you don't do it. Rather, the fact that you are going to be mekayim an asei is enough to be mevatil the loisei. It's the kiyum of the asei that's doiche the loisei. Mashenkin the Ran understands that what's doiche is the e-bittel. If you're in a matziv that al day listening to the lois assay, the assay will be misbatel, then you have the right to be doicha the lav with the assay. Masha'enken, if the assay will not be misbatel, even if the assay will be a kiyum of an assay, you have no right to be doicha the lois assay. So it's doicha according to the Ran is not the kiyum of the assay, it's the e-bittel of the assay. It's the fact that the assay is asking right now not to be misbatel. If you have an assay which is not now asking me not to be misbatel, even if it could be miskayim, al yidei your actions, it's not going to be doicha. This is a machloikis legabe the din of esi doicha lois asei. Similarly, we could say that that is a machloikis here between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva legabe the din of b'moyadai by the Korban Pesach. Because the Gemara later on this Amud asks the question, why according to Reb Elezer is a Hazo'ah not Doiche Shabbos? As a matter of fact, we know that the Shita of Reb Elezer, says the Gemara, is that Machshirei Mitzvah are usually Doiche Shabbos. The Gemara answers by saying, Hani Mili Heicha de Gavra Gufei Chazi. If the person is ro'i, v'rami chiyuve aleh, he has a chiyuv on himself now, then it's doicha. Aval ha'cha de gavra gufei lo'ichazi, l'rami chiyuve aleh, and the Gemara has a whole hemshich about the inyan of Mila. The Gemara explains that by Mila, although you cannot be mekayim the din of Karban Pesach without having Mila, but it's not something that would be doicha Shabbos. And the reason is because right now the person is not ro'i for the Karban Pesach. To make himself into somebody who's ro'i for the Karban Pesach, Rav Elezer holds that's not doicha. Why? We could say very simply, the key you will have. If you're Doiche Shabbos and you do Mila, then you'll be able to be Mekayim the Din of Karban Pesach. But right now, since you're not Roy to be Mekayim the Karban Pesach, there is no Din that the Karban Pesach is asking to be Mekayim. Like Rashi says, Leke Chiyuv Ele. The person doesn't have a Chiyuv now. So Lefi Rashi in our sugi, we could say very simply that Rabbi Kiva, who argues on Rabbi Eliezer, holds that what's doiche is the kiyum itself, the kiyum of the aseh. Rabbi Elezer holds that it's the e-bittel of the aseh, which is doiche, and since the aseh is now asking not to be in his batel, then you have the right to be doiche din of Shabbos. Nafkamina, things that are necessary in order to be mekayim the aseh will be in his batel if you don't do those things, but things that are not essential to the kiyum. L'moshel, all of the things listed in the Mishnah. Hakavase avosim mechutz l'tchum. Rabbi Elezer says right now the person's in a matziv that if he does not do these things, which are shvus, he will not be able to mekayim the asay. The asay is asking for him to do it because the asay wants to be not in his battle. Masha Enkein, Rabbi Kiva says that's not what's doiche. It's only the gufa mitzvah is doiche. The kiyum of the asay is doiche. The kiyum is more important than the lois asay. But it's not that the chiyuv now tells you to do other things as well. As Rashi explains by Hazoh, Hazoh is not miguf ha-mitzvah. According to Rabbi Elezer, it's doiche because the aseh is now asking me to make sure that it's not in his battle. So anything that I need to do to make sure the aseh is not in his battle, I have to do. Masha'enken, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not the ibitl of the aseh which is doiche. Rather, the kiyum of the aseh is doiche because a kiyum of an aseh is more important than a lois aseh. And if you're doing with your actions an aseh, then you have the right to be over an lois aseh. But if your actions are not a kiyum of an aseh, l'moshal Hazoh, it's not a kiyum of an aseh, just the hechsher, then it's not doiche. So if you learn that the pshat in Rabbi Kiva is hutra, then Tosis's chiluk makes sense. Because things that theoretically could have been done before Shabbos do not deserve that hutra. However, if the geder in Rabbi Kiva is the chuyah, it's just that he's arguing in terms of whether it's the kiyam or the ibitl, then Rashi's chiluk makes sense, whether it's migufa mitzvah or not. And it could be that the reason why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosis is because the lashon of the Mishnah is, Amar Rabbi Kiva kol malacha she'ef shal asayis mi'erev Shabbos eino doiche es ha-Shabbos. And Rashi is medayik that loshin doich is mashpah that it's not a gather of hutra, rather a gather of dechuya. We thus far have explained the sheet of Rabbi Lezer in the Braisa when he explains that there's a maila in the machshir mitzvah that are before the shechita over the machshir mitzvah that are after the shechita. And we brought a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly does it mean, machshir mitzvah shel acha shechita? Rashi learns michri krovav, and Tosfos learns it means the hektar chalavim veivorim. We explained why Tosfos doesn't want to learn like Rashi, because the michri krovim is something that could have not been done the day before, and therefore it's not a raya to the machlokes Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva. Why doesn't Rashi want to learn that the machshir mitzvah shel acha shechita referring to hektar chalavim veivorim like Tosfos? That could be for a very simple reason, because hektar chalavim veivorim is considered a mitzvah unto itself. So why would the Gemara say machshire mitzvah shel acha shechita? Hektar chalavim veivorim is not machshire mitzvah; it's a mitzvah by itself. Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Elezer in the Braisa by saying that, if anything, says Rabbi Kiva, there's a greater maila in the machshire mitzvah shel acha shechita than the machshire mitzvah shel lefnei shechita. Because machshir mitzvah shel acha shechita, the mitzvah has already been doiche the iser, and therefore we continue that dechia by saying go ahead and do the machshir mitzvah shel acha shechita. Masha inkein, the things that are before the shechita, there, since you have not yet had a dechia machmas the shechita, maybe they don't have have the right to be doiche. So we have a clear machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, which is better, machshir mitzvah shel achar shechita or machshir mitzvah shel lifnei shechita. According to Rabbi Lezer, machshir mitzvah shel lifnei shechita are better, deserve more to be doiche because the mitzvah hasn't yet been done. Mashenkin al achar shechita, the mitzvah is over. And Rabbi Kiva holds that machshir mitzvah shel achar shechita are better because the mitzvah has already started being doiche, and therefore this is a continuation. Mashenkin shel lifnei shechita, it hasn't yet happened. In light of the hesber we gave earlier, we can say that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva are l'shitasim, because we explained that, at least according to Shitas Rashi, Rabbi Lezer holds that what's doiche is the need that the aseh has not to be nisbatel, and Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Kiva, what's doiche is the kiyum. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's the fact that the aseh is standing and asking not to be in his batel that generates a dechiyah. And therefore, kol zman, the aseh still needs to be in his skayim, there's more of a reason for the dechiyah to take place. So, machshir mitzvah shalofnei ashchita is more shayach to the dechiyah than shalachar ashchita. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Akiva, what is doiche is the kiyum. Till you did the shechita, you haven't yet had a kiyum of a mitzvah. Masha'enkein, after you did the shechita, so the shechita was a mitzvah that was doicha, this can be seen as a continuation of the process of the avoida that started with the shechita. So since the kiyum is doicha, we say this is a continuation of that kiyum. Masha'enkein, lefnei shechita, you haven't yet had your kiyum. The Gemara relates that there was a conversation between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, in which Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Kiva, Akiva b'shchita shavtani b'shchita tehemi sase. Rabbi Lezer wished that Rabbi Kiva would die through shchita. The Aruch Liner in Sanhedrin Daf Samaches asks that that's not how Rabbi Kiva died. It says that they were sarku b'saray b'masrika shel barzel. So why is it that Rabbi Lezer tells him now that his misa is going to be b'shchita? The Aruch Liner over there answers based on the Gemara there that Rabbi Kiva originally was supposed to die b'shchita, but since he was choyte later by being poirish from Rabbi Lezer together with the rest of the Tanoim, so Rabbi Lezer told him shalcha kasha mishalahen. When the Gemara discusses hazah that according to Rabbi Lezer is not doicha Shabbos, the Gemara asks what type of iser is there? All it is till tulei ba'alma. The Gemara answers Amar Rabbi gzeira shemi yitlena v'yavirena arba amis b'shus harabim. The problem with Hazor b'Shabbos is that perhaps the person is going to end up being over the Isser of Havara b'Shus Harab. However, Rashi, in the Mishnah, Daf Samachem Beis, Dibar Maschel Hazor Teichiach, at the end of the Rashi, he says, Hazor Shvushu, Demai Melochehi, Elo Mischazi Kemisakin Gavra. It just looks like Tikkun. So how does Rashi learn our Gemara? Our Gemara says that the problem with Hazor is a Gzeir Shema Yavirena, and not because Mechzi Ketikkun. I think that the answer to this question is a yesod which you find in various places in Hilchos Shabbos and Bechlal in Gzeiris Drabanan, that you have to differentiate between the tam hatakana and the geder of the takana. Over here, the tam of the takana is because Chazal were afraid Shem Yavirenu Dalad Amis Bishas Arabim. But very often what Chazal do is that in order to answer something, they attach it onto an already existing din that exists in the Torah. So when the Rabbanan said that Hazah is Asr, they Asr the Hazah because they said that it is like a person doing Tikkun, like we know a person is not allowed to be Toivel, Kelim on Shabbos because Mechzikim Misakin. But the motivation why they did it was because Shem Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shus Arabim. This the Rabbanan do very often in order to lend validity to their din. They want the din to be attached to a din that's already seen as a malacha. Other places where the Rabbanan say Shem Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shus Arabim, it could be attached to other categories. L'mashal, Shofar, they said, you're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos because Shem Yavirenu Amos B'Shus Arabim, but they were able to answer it because there's already a din called Kleshir, you're not allowed to blow, so they answered the Tkiah. So too, with Lulav, they said it's like Muktzah. So it's possible that that's what Rashi means. Toisfis over here, Shem Yavirena Arba Amis, asks the Kasha, Vim Toimer, Va'amai Chayshinu Lahochi, Halaynoise Mechatas Tomei. If a person carries the Mechatas, he is Tomei. That's the halacha. We know that Hanoise becomes Tomei, and therefore Toisfis asks that he'll become Tomei, V'yachser V'yitame Asamayim. Then he's going to go be Mitame the Mayim. He wouldn't want to do that. The assumption of his kasha, obviously, is that when the mechatas becomes tameh, then it doesn't work to be mazeh that mechatas. The Tzlach points out that this is actually a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer says in Zvachim, Daf Tzadigim Lomid Aleph, that mechatas shenitmu could still be metaher. However, Tosfos obviously says that we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, since the Rabbanan argue. Tzlach says it's interesting to note that the Rambam, there's no place in Hilchas Parah Aduma where the Rambam mentions Bechlal, the din of Mayim Tmeim, whether it's possible to be Mazah with them or not. However, he says that obviously our Tosfos is assuming that the din is that it doesn't work to be Mazah with Mayim that has become Tamei. The Tzlach then goes and asks that how is it ever possible to have somebody be mazah the mechatos. At the time that somebody is mazah the mechatos, at that very moment, he is carrying the mechatos. And therefore, the mayim immediately becomes tamei. So before it reaches the tamei, it should now be tamei and shouldn't be able to retire him. If you say, says the Tzlach, that a person who's noisei the mechatos, somebody who carries mechatos for the purpose of hazo'ah, a noisei l'tzorich hazo'ah, the mayim doesn't become tamei, which, by the way, says the Tzlach, the Rambam is mavur that way in the beginning of Per Tesvav, Hilchas Parah Aduma, then asks the Tzlach, then over here also, he's being noisei for the tzorich of hazo'ah. We're talking about a case where Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis in order to go and do the hazo'ah. Says the Tzlach, that you have to say that Tosfos holds that it depends if the person is carrying the mayim in a way that the hazo'ah could not have been done otherwise, and a person who's carrying the water for the purposes of hazo'ah, but in a way that it could have been done otherwise. The Hainu says the Tzlach that it was possible in the case of Shem Yavirenu for the Tamei to have come to the place where the Tahar is and get his hazo'ah there. Why did he have to go and be mazeh where the Tamei is? Let the Tamei come to him. Masha'en Kein, in a regular case of Hanoisei, a person who carries mechatos for the purpose of hazo'ah, like the Tzlach was asking, every single mazeh should be considered a noisei. He says that it's impossible to be mitire somebody without doing some sort of hazah. So whatever hazah is totally imperative, some totally necessary for the purpose of being mitire the person, then it's not mitami the water. However, if you have the type of noisei, the type of carrying, which could have been avoided, then that type of carrying, although it's being done for the purpose of hazah, would be mitami the water. Rabbi Kiveger asks the question over here on Tosfos, why does Tosfos ask that only because the person was noisei mechatos, he becomes tamei, and then in turn is metame the water, even without becoming tamei from the mayim, the person is tamei, is a tamei mace. A tamei mace is now going to be metame the water. Obviously, Rabbi Kiveger is making the assumption that the person that we have a chashash of Shem Yavirenu Arba Amis Bishas Arabim is only the tamei mace himself. For some reason, he's making that assumption. Perhaps he assumes that another person would never do the Avera being Maver Avraamis for the sake of the Tmei Meis. It's only the Tmei Meis himself that we have a chash that he'll be Maver the water. Like we mentioned earlier, the Gemara tries to figure out why Rebbe Lezer holds that Hazah is Osir on Shabbos. And the Gemara comes out that the reason is because there's a Gzeira Shem Yavirena Dalet Amis Brishas Arabim. The Gemara then continues and says, even so, Rebbe Lezer holds that Machshiri Mitzvah Ardoicha, and the Gemara says that's only where the Gavra is Chazi, if he's Roy. Over here, the Gavra is not Roy, because he didn't yet have Azah, and therefore it's Le'Rami Chiyuve Alei, and that, as we explained earlier, is because of Shittas Rebbe Lezer that you need to have a Chiyuv Bepoyel in order to be Doicha, because you need to have that the Aseh is asking right now not to be Nisbatel. The Gemara says that then it should come out that according to Belezer, although Machshirei Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but if you need to do a Pa'ula, like heating up Chamin in order to make the child Roy for Mila, that is not Doicha Shabbos. Because right now the child is not Roy for Mila, and you only have a Chiyuv Shabbos if you're in a Matzev where you're Roy for the Mitzvah. So the Gemara asks on that it says, why would Rebbe Lezer say that an Aril Shleimal, and he didn't bring the Korban Pesach, is Chayiv Karis? He wouldn't be Chayiv Karis if there was no Chiyuv on him. So you see that even though he's not Ro'i, it's Ramya Mitzvah Alei, and therefore the same thing by Hazah. We should say that the Mitzvah is Ramya Alei, and should be Doicha, and therefore you should do Hazah. So the Gemara first tries to make a Chiluk between Tuma and Arelus. The Gemara explains, the mitzvah's Pesach is always based on the Tzibur, because it's really Yachad Chol Yisrael, like Rashi explains. It was said to the whole Klal Yisrael, V'shachtu Oisei, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Arbayim. So the mitzvah that the Yachid has is always dependent on what the Chiyuv of the Tzibur is. And when it comes to a Tzibur, there is a difference between Mila and Tumah. Since the Tzibur is allowed to bring a carbon b'Tumah, there's no din in order for the Tzibur to be able to bring their carbon that you have to do Hazah in order to make them Roy. They're Roy even without Hazah. Therefore, the Yachid does not have a Chiyuv Hazah. Masha'en Kein Arla, the Tzibur cannot bring a carbon if Roy of the Tzibur are Arelim, and therefore, the Torah tells the Tzibur, you must do Mila, and since the Gabi the Tzibur there would be a Chiyuv Mila, so a Yachid also has a Chiyuv to do Mila to make himself Roy for the Karban Pesach. However, the Gemara explains that this is all built on the premise that Ein Shoichtun Vizorkin Al Tmei Sheretz, that it's not possible when a person's a Tmei Sheretz, so that tonight after a Harav Shemesh he'll be Roy to eat the Karban Pesach. Nevertheless, you cannot shecht the carbon for him while he's still tameh. And the same thing would hold true by a person who's shvi shaloi, a tmei meis, who the seventh day of his hazah process is chala on Erev Pesach. You cannot shecht the carbon Pesach for him, kolzman that he's still tameh. The reason why this is built on that premise is because the fact that the tzibur is allowed to bring a carbon betumah is based on the pasuk that says, ish, ki yeh tameh lenefesh, which is the din that you're nidche le Pesach Sheni. A person who is Tameh is nidche, is pushed over to the Pesach Sheni, he brings the Pesach Sheni. We learn from that pasuk, ish nidche ve'ein tzibur nidchen. Kolzman, that it's a tzibur who's Tameh, they're not nidche le Pesach Sheni. And that's how we know that the tzibur can bring the carbon betumah. However, that's only in the scenario in which a yachid would be pushed over to the Pesach Sheni, then a tzibur has a din to not be nidche le Pesach Sheni and bring it dafke betumah. But if the yachid does not have to be pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, because we could be shoichtin v'zorkin al tmei sheretz, or on a person who's going to become tahar from his hazah, then there's no halacha that the tzibur gets to bring the carbon betumah, because the tzibur can only bring the carbon betumah if it's a case in which a yachid would be told bring the carbon pesach sheni. Mashenkin, if the yachid would not be told bring a pesach sheni, rather the yachid we would shecht for him, then there's no din of ish nitchev in tzibur nitchin, and the tzibur cannot bring it betumah. The Gemara has a problem with the whole shakletaria, because the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa that if you hold ein shoichtin v'zorkin al tmei sheretz, and hence the person whose tummy is not Roy, nevertheless you would get Kares. So that throws out the whole theory that we had before, that a person according to Belezer would not get Kares, Kolzman, that he's not Roy. So the Gemara's maskana really is that you are Shaykh Tevizorkin al Tmei Sheretz according to Reb Lezer, and therefore the only reason why you would do Hazah is in order to enable him to eat the Karban Pesach, and since it's only in order to enable him to eat the Karban Pesach, the Achil is not Ma'akev, and that's why Reb Lezer says that Hazah is Aser. Rashi asks, what do you mean that the Achila is not Ma'akev? It says in the Pasuk, Ish Lefi Achloi Tachoysu Al Aseh, so you see that the Achila is an important part of the Karban. Rashi says that's only Lemitzvah. It's not ma'akev, it's only adin lechatchila in the carbon. Tosfos says that's not the pshat in achilas psachim loy ma'akva, because he says that the Gemara before in Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph says that it is ma'akev. But Tosfos explains that the reason why it's ma'akev is only because a choyla and a zakin, somebody who's not capable of ever eating the carbon pesach, cannot be part of the people that you shecht the carbon pesach for. Masha'en Kain, if a person is capable of being misakin himself through the process of being mitire himself, so that's called ishlofi ochle, because he is potentially capable of being from the oichlem of the carbon pesach. So even if he doesn't follow through, he's still called ishlofi ochle. The question on Tosfos is that once you say that the person is not allowed to do hazah, like Reb Lezer is saying, so then he's not roy because he's not potentially capable of being misakin himself. So what does it help me that without the isa drabbanan he could be misakin himself, but right now he's not ishlofi ochle? It could be that's why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosfos. Rashi held up from this Gemara, it's Mavur, that Ishlofi Achle is only the mitzvah. To Miyashiv Toisvis, the Rashash says an idea that this is not called Einoi Roy, because the Gavra Mitzad Atzmoi is Roy. It's just that there is a special Isadra Bonin that comes Mibachutz and tells him not to do the Hazah. It could be that Rashi is Lishitose, because in Brachas Daf Yotesim Abayz, it's Mashma that Rashi holds like the Shittas Rambam, that Loi Sosur, the mitzvah that tells us to listen to the Rabbonin, is a Dindai Raisa, and therefore once you have a halacha that the rabbanan tell you, don't do hazah, so then the person becomes ein eroi because it changes into a din Torah that he can't do hazah. Masha'en Ken Tosfos learns that the din loisoser is like the Ramban Shita, which is that it's only an isad rabbanan, and therefore we cannot call this person mitzad atzmoi ein eroi. The person is ro'oi. It's just as if the rabbanan came and tied his hands behind his back and didn't let him do the pa'ula of hazah. But the person is ro'oi lazar, and therefore it's called ishlafi achloi. On the Gemara's maskana that you could be shoichtin vizarkin, according to Blezer, on a person who's tmei sheretz, you're allowed to shecht the carbon for him, and then he's going to eat it at night after his herev shemesh. Tosfos asks a kasha. This Tosfos is actually found betos. It was printed on the bottom of Samach Tes Amid Aleph. Tosfos asks, "Svim toimer is shoichtin vizarkin al tmei sheretz amai kas rachmana tomi eino oise pesach." If indeed you could be shoicht and vizarkin for a person who's a tamei sheretz, then why does the Torah have to bechlal say that a tamei cannot make the carbon pesach? Pshita, doksiv ishtofi achloi la'akiv. What does Tosfos mean to ask? Maram explains that Tosfos means to say that bishlam, if you would say that ain shoicht and vizarkin at tamei sheretz, then we could say that the reason why the Torah said the whole din that a tamei can't do the carbon pesach is referring to a person who's tamei tumas erev. The person is going to be tahar tonight, but the Torah is now saying that although he's going to be tar tonight, you cannot shecht the carbon pesach for him. That would make sense. However, once you tell me that you can shecht the carbon pesach for him, because since he's going to be tar tonight, it's called roy, and we're shecht the vizarkin for that person. So al karach the pasuk is coming to tell me about a person who's not going to be tar tonight, a regular tummy who's going to remain tummy even after tonight. But if that's what the Torah is referring to, then it's pashut that he cannot be involved in the carbon pesach because we know it says ishlofi achloi, and well, a person has to be roi l'achila. If the person's not going to be roi l'achila tonight, he's disqualified from the carbon pesach. So why does the Torah have to tell us that a person who's tameh is not shaykh to the carbon pesach? Typically, because he's not capable of eating the carbon pesach. Tosfos answers, v'nir l'rashba, di'itzrich l'ashmina d'chayi v'pesach sheni. The reason why the Torah has to tell me that a tummy is disqualified from the Karban Pesach is only in order that I should know that he's chayiv in the Pesach Sheni. Because there would have been a makom to say that he's potter from the Pesach Sheni as well, because Sheni tashlumin de rishen hu, whoever's roi berishen is roi b'sheni. If you're not roi berishen, you're not roi b'sheni. And therefore, you need the pasuk to say that you're chayiv in the Pesach Sheni. The Shagas Aryeh in Simasam Hei asks a kasha on Tosfos. He asks that you see from Tosfos that according to the Man Yomer Shoichtim Vizarkin Al Tmei Sheretz, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that a tummy is disqualified. You only need the pasuk Lagabe the Pesach Sheni. Asks the Shagas Aryeh, then why was Moshe Rabbeinu mistapik? When it says in the pasuk Vayakir Moshe's Mishpat of Ne'ashem, there were people who were tummy and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. That they didn't yet know about the Pesach Sheni. So Al Karach the Suffolk was only Lagabe if they could bring the Pesach Rishon or not. And the Shagas Aryeh, why was he mistapik about that? Didn't he know that the Pesach is possible because you can't eat it? And we just learned that since it says Ishlfi Achloi, Ishlfi Achloi was written already in Pesach Mitzrayim. So it should have been Pashut to Moshe Rabbeinu that they were disqualified from the Pesach Rishon. The Shara Melech in Perek Vav, Hilchas Karben Pesach, asks the same kasha. The Gemara Paskins Lahalacha that the din is like Reb Akiva, who says that any Melacha She'efshar La'asoysa Me'erev Shabbos is not Doicha. And the Gemara says that the same klal we have, l'gabi mila. The Gemara asks, why do we need to paskin like Rabbi Kiva in both cases? The Gemara says, utzricha, diyashmin and gabi pesach, hosim, hu demachshiri mitzvah loy dochu Shabbos. Maybe it's only by Karben Pesach, there we say the machshiri mitzvah are not dochu Shabbos, mishum, d'loy nichrasu alei shalosh esrei brises. There was shalosh esrei brises that was nichras on Mila, so Mila is a very chashuva mitzvah, so maybe by Mila, even machshirin are dochu. Rabbi Kiva is only paskening that machshirin are not dochu by Pesach, which is not as chashuva as Mila in that respect. V'yashmina Mila, and if it would only say by Mila, that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, that it's not dochu when it was efshar l'asoy me erev Shabbos, I would say hasam hu de machshir mitzvah loy dochu Shabbos like a karis. In a different respect, mila is not as chashuv as carbon pesach. Pesach deika karis. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah of carbon pesach, you get karis. And therefore, even if we were to tell us that mila, which when you had a melacha that you could have done before Shabbos, is not doich, I would say pesach, which has karis, is doich. The question obviously is mila also has karis. Mila, if a person is not Mekayim Mitzvahs, Mila gets Karis. So what's the difference between Mila and Karben Pesach? So Rashi says, in Dibur HaMaschil, the Lekha Karis, says Rashi, Leboi Bayoim. im yimol lemachar. A person does not get karis today if he doesn't do mila, if he does mila the next day. So even though the mitzvah's mila is a mitzvah saseh sheyesh ba karis, but it's not muchach for the person who doesn't do mila today to get karis, because if he does mila tomorrow, he won't get karis. We can ask the question that by Pesach, it's also not muchach for him to get karis, because if the person brings the Pesach sheni, he won't get karis either. So what's the difference between mila that we say over here, it's not considered yesh by karis, because you won't get karis if you do it tomorrow, and Pesach, which we also know that you won't get karis if you bring the Pesach sheni. So perhaps we can say that the chiluk is very simple. Pesach be'emes, your chayiv karis immediately. A person doesn't bring the karban Pesach, he already receives a chayiv karis because he didn't bring the karban Pesach. However, if he brings the Pesach sheni, he patters himself from karis. Masha'en came mila, he's not chayiv in karis yet at all. Now, according to the Shittas Rambam, this makes a lot of sense. Because the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Mila, Alacha Beis, De'enei chayiv karis ache yamos v'hu arol b'mezid. What brings on the chayiv karis for a person who wasn't mekayim mitzvahs mila? A person who dies and wasn't mekayim mitzvahs mila b'mezid. So according to the Rambam, you see very clearly that the mechayiv for the karis is dying without having done mila. Therefore, we could say very simply that what we learn in our sugya, that a person who doesn't do mila today is not considered a bar karis, that's because if he does mila tomorrow, he really didn't get a chi of karis to begin with. Because the whole chi of karis is only if he dies without having done mila. Masha'enkin karban Pesach, we can say that the chi of karis kicks in immediately, but there's a way to pater yourself from karis. Because a person who doesn't bring the karban Pesach mizmane, be'etzim is chi of karis. However, that's only true according to the Rambam. If you take a look over there, the Ravid argues, he says that kol yoim, that a person doesn't do mila, he's oimid be'isr karis. So according to the Ravid, we're back with our question. What's the difference between Mila and Karban Pesach? A person who doesn't do Mila is also Chayiv Kol Yom is Oymeh Be'isr Karis, and he just has an Eitzah to get out of the Karis. So I think that in order to answer this question, Lefi the Shita of the Ravid, we can say a different teretz to the Kasha that we mentioned, that Rashi seems to be answering when he says Boy Bayoim. The question that what is the difference between Mila and Karban Pesach? Because when we discuss the idea of being Doicha Shabbos for the sake of Mila, we know that we're talking only about a child who's 8 days old. He's the only one that we have a din Bayoim afilu b'Shabbos. Mila Shloi B'Zman is not Doicha Shabbos, even the Mila itself. Forget about Machshire Mila. So when we have a discussion in our sugi about machshire mila, we're referring to a child who's 8 days old. The child who's 8 days old does not yet have a chi of karis at all because he's a katan. So we could say very simply that a child who's 8 days old doesn't have a chi of karis, and that's why his machshirin are not doiche. Masha'enkin karban Pesach, we're talking about a gadol, and the gadol is chi of karis. And the truth of the matter is that if you take a look at Rashi on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, Dibar Maschol Derech Chatzeres, there Rashi is discussing the fact that we don't bring a knife on Shabbos, even Derech Chatzeres, and Rashi says that it's not possible to say that it should be mutter because of Karis, because Mila, which is Doicha Shabbos, is only Bizmana, and therefore he says that we're talking about the Yom HaShmini when he's a Katan. A Katan is not a Bar Karis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.